joined with Scott Ross from One Wisconsin Now, who is just coming off with basically, I'd say, good news on your behalf. The Government Accountability Board has essentially decided to drop the regulations on so-called issue ads. Let's kind of rewind a little bit. What was wrong with those rules, in your group's opinion?
Well, basically, the Government Accountability Board, in adopting this rule, changed the definition of political activity to regulate in an overbroad way activities, issue ad activities done by organizations across Wisconsin. And we challenged it because, you know, we don't advocate for the election and defeat of a candidate. We haven't, and we're not going to. And their rules would unilaterally change the way we do things just because of what time of the year it is, 30 days before a primary, 60 days before an election. It would redefine what is considered political speech simply by naming, by using communication, any communication, whether it's press release, email, website publication, any communication that involves the name of a candidate on the ballot. And we felt that was too broad. We felt that they had overreached. And ultimately, we were able to get a favorable decision in negotiations with them after filing our federal lawsuit.
And there was obviously a school of thought that supported these regulations, including the Government Accountability Board and other groups, saying that it opens up transparency. It allows for people to not – people in support of a candidate or a certain political party not to be shadowy, so to speak. I mean, what do you think of that assertion?
Well, that's the point. If you're communicating a message that says elect someone for office, it should be disclosed. The information you know, the money where you get it and how you spend it ought to be disclosed, and the law has upheld that. What our problem was is that we don't do that activity, and organizations like us around the state, you know, communicate with their local community members. They talk to their friends. They talk to the media, and this would regulate that activity in a way that has previously not been regulated. And I would add that for certain organizations called 501c3 organizations, those are education and research groups, they are expressly prohibited under the tax laws from conducting activity considered political. So when the Government Accountability Board said these activities within 30 days of a primary or 60 days within an election would be considered political, that would literally prohibit these organizations from exercising free speech rights they have enjoyed for, you know, forever. And that was a chilling effect. Consequently, an organization like mine, if we sent out we make no bones about it. We are pro working families. We think that corporations have far too much power in this country, in this state, and we talk about those issues all the time. But if we talked about them 30 and 60 days out, including the talks about a public official who may support or oppose those policies, that would be considered under the gab rule as telling you who you should be voting for. And we felt that that was an unfair infringement on our free speech rights. And ultimately, you know, the Government Accountability Board settled on the suit that we filed. And we're very pleased with the outcome because it protects First Amendment rights. It protects the rights of community-based organizations to talk about issues. And it doesn't take away their ability to do that just because of the time of year.
And, of course, you mentioned your group's stance on certain things in society, but there was conservative-leaning groups, really all seemed like groups from all across the political spectrum that were against this regulations. I mean, what do you think that says about those rules?
I think that it says they were overbroad and ill-advised. We felt that the Government Accountability Board challenged our free speech rights. And so we decided that it was critical so that we could continue to provide the service we provide to our more than 50,000 online supporters across the state of Wisconsin, to keep giving them the information they want to get from us about, you know, important issues facing the state, facing the nation. And, we need more voices, not less, out there talking about issues. And, you know, elected officials shouldn't have a monopoly on what the public policy debate is. You know, this is a country of, you know, over 300 million people, and everybody has a right to a seat at the table when it comes to discussing these important issues that face us. You know, One Wisconsin Now believes very strongly that we need a government that regulates corporations, that protects individuals, and these have to be in place because there are threats that are inherent in a free market system. And so we're not going to back down from talking about workers' rights, about about necessary public investment in education and infrastructure and police and fire, we're not going to back down from talking about the fact that we have unfair tax policies. And we shouldn't have to do that just because of the time of year. I will note that, you know, there are communications that are out there that, you know, I think that there are organizations out there that are complaining about the fact that we took this action that do literally the same kind of work. I mean, you know, One Wisconsin Senate doesn't do issue advocacy, doesn't do paid television issue advocacy, you know. But organizations should have the right to do that. You know, they should have a right to be able to challenge, you know, conservative dogma if they want on the left, and liberal, I guess, if they're on the right. And it's important that we have more voices, not less.
Were you surprised by the GAB's concession on this?
No, because from the outset we thought that it would be a tough sell in court, based on protections that have been provided not just in the state of Wisconsin but by the U.S. Supreme Court and you know in codifying and protecting the First Amendment, you know, for decades. I mean, let us not forget that the First Amendment was the first civil liberty enshrined by the founding fathers, and. We left our faith in that, and Gab, which again, I have nothing but respect for the hard work of the members of the staff at the Government Accountability Board. It just happens on this thing they went too far.
Do you foresee any state lawmakers taking this up as their own?
I don't. You know, I'm not aware. You know, that'll be up to people who support this or oppose it to make decisions on that.
One thing I want to focus on that you mentioned in the press release talks about the – while constitutional issues still remain as to the appropriateness of efforts to regulate the internet and other political speech, is that something you're concerned about? That seems to be kind of some different dialogue on the cable news networks about FCC possible actions or maybe things the Obama administration is looking at. Is that anything that you –
No, I mean, it's just a case of whether or not, you know, how the Government Accountability Board is able to regulate certain communications that people do on their websites, you know, maybe not even organizationally, an individual who goes and starts talking about, you know, who somebody should vote for or vote against in terms of express advocacy. You know, there are some things out there, but we are very satisfied with the stipulation that was agreed upon yesterday.
Very well. Any final comments?
No, I mean, other than the fact that, you know, these are tough issues, you know, but they're important issues. And again, we think, you know, especially now when corporations have so much power, that it is critical that citizens have the ability to communicate with other citizens about the important issues that are facing the state and facing the nation.
Scott, thanks for joining me.
Well, thank you.